Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. When you set a goal, your brain opens up a task list. That is a quote by Mel Robbins. And why is it my quote for this week? For every goal that we set, the actual term goal represents or can represent something quite big, something quite large. You know, it's something that we really want to achieve. It's a big thing. And often the requirement and the journey to get there can be long and drawn out. And we can sometimes forget to set those micro steps, those key tasks that allow us to progress towards that ultimate outcome. And even when we do set those micro steps, because the goal itself might be quite a big goal, we sometimes forget to celebrate the success, those key steps that we're taking in the right direction. And then when we hit a wall or we find we've hit a bit of a slump or a challenge, we can sometimes get demotivated because we feel as though we haven't accomplished anything. And this is where that task list is so crucial. And one of the focuses I want you to make after listening to this podcast is think about those micro steps that you're taking each and every day towards an outcome and celebrate those steps. Tick them off. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself that recognition that you are making a positive step forward, that you are making progress. And even when you might not make a positive step forward, think about sales. Sometimes you don't get the sale. Sometimes you get a no. Celebrate it. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Because guess what? In order to progress forward, in order to achieve that outcome, in order to get more sales, you're going to have to get that rejection. You're going to have to get a no. You're going to have to hear it. It's not a matter of saying, well, no, I'm not going to hear those no's. They're there and you have to embrace it. And instead of having a no become a negative word, use the no to become a positive word. Embrace it. Embrace the no for what it is. Embrace the learning that can come from it. And this is what my whole premise for this episode's all about. We want to celebrate the big things and we want to enjoy the big goals that we're able to achieve. But we're missing out on so much more. We're missing out on celebrating those small micro steps that are absolutely essential in achieving that ultimate objective. You know, if you think about from a sports perspective, if you think about an athlete, think about, well, we see them on the big days, we see them on the game days or the big competitions or the big games. But you know what? They've already achieved so much success that week leading up, that month leading up. They've trained every single day. They've eaten well, they've slept well. They've put in place those micro commitments that allow them to achieve that ultimate objective. And that's one of the things I want you to think about this week. And not just this week, but each and every week is in the pursuit of most of us working in sales have annual goals. And those annual goals can be quite big. And to break it up, we might break it into quarters or months. Some of us into days. But really think about that list. Think about even writing it down. The power of writing your to-do list down. Getting that goal sheet. Breaking it down. What are the tasks that I need to do? And ticking it with a pen on a piece of paper. Yep, absolutely old school. But guess what? It triggers something in the mind for you to feel good when you feel like you've accomplished something. Because at the end of the day, the one recognition that we need to get is not from anybody else, but it's from ourselves. We are our own worst critic and we are our own best cheerleader. And that is what I want you to think about this week and each and every week as you are on that journey to achieve something great. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this. I create this content to help you be the very best you can be.